201.
Hydration and antioxidants to fight fatigue. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life. The news on Kumbon Radio is brought to you by Fit Sports Drink. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
Kumbon at 6:30 hours.
12:45.
And at 18:50, Kumbon Radio 94.9. It's Kumbon. Hakuna Kulala.
The headlines on Kumbon Radio.
Farmers in Mukujiko on FRA to facilitate a fair maize marketing process that prioritizes FISIP beneficiaries. The continued rampant vandalism of Zesco cables in Kalingalinga worries civic leader. And in African news, Ivory Coast President 83 says he will run for the fourth term. To present the lunchtime news, my name is Blessed Chwawa. Small-scale farmers in Mukushi District have appealed to government through the Food Reserve Agency, FRA, to facilitate a fair maize marketing process that prioritizes FISIP beneficiaries. Speaking on behalf of the affected farmers, James and Shimba alleged that some satellite depot clerks are favoring briefcase buyers, sidelining small-scale farmers, particularly those under the Farmer Input Support Program, FISIP. He emphasized the importance of ensuring that FISIP beneficiaries are given priority in line with government guidelines, of which farmers under FISIP are required to sell at least 10 by 50 kg bags of maize to the FRA in order to qualify for this year's inputs.
Bale kio kushita matava kumli avama briefcase farmers. Na vale ingo kutila. Fwema saina na vayefwara ya mabond. Tatule tuwala matava. We have got thousands and thousands. Ambasa akanga haisa padepo. Ewa vale pera priority. Living ama farmers. So ama farmers hii. Na wata deprive. Not to tavale shita. Tuwa papa tuwele niko. Aba FRA na ma depot cracks because ama farmers aveni tabako tena ndalama bali chula pati kutokushitisha mataba vata mpoku chula tuwa papa tamwe buteko.
In response, Mukushi District Commissioner Jonathan Kapungwe said his office will soon conduct an inspection tour to check on how the maize purchased by FRA is being done. He also urged depot clerks to follow government policy and prioritize the needs of small-scale farmers under FISIP. Kalingalinga Ward 36 Councillor Mukubesa Nyonyi has raised concerns about the continued rampant vandalism in the ward, especially targeting Zesco cables and manhole covers. Speaking in an exclusive interview with Kombon Radio News, Mr. Nyonyi says that these stolen items are often sold to suspected illegal scrap metal dealers who buy them at cheap prices despite their high value. He says vandalism of Zesco cables has been exacerbated by the prolonged load shedding in the area. The civic leader has since notified authorities to ensure that property is secured. He adds that it is unfortunate that some unscrupulous people are destroying public property with no fear of the law.
The challenges that we are facing is vandalism. Vandalism of Zesco cables and manhole covers. And once the vandals have stolen these items, they are selling them to scrap metal dealers. So, as Kalingalinga councillor and also a member of the local authority, we are getting concerned, especially when you look at government property that is being stolen. It is of high value. And when you look at how much they are selling to these scrap metal dealers, it's very cheap.
Kamala Ward Councillor Mainda Simata says there is need to copy best practices from Rwanda on cleanliness if the goal of making Lusaka achieve the status of a clean, green and healthy city like Kigali in Africa is going to be achieved. Speaking when he represented Lusaka City Mayor Chilando Chitangala at the launch of a clean-up exercise organized by Clean Cities Initiatives and graced by the Minister of Local Government, Honorable Gift Sialuwalo, Councillor Simata said the only difference between Lusaka and Kigali in terms of cleanliness is that public health laws in Rwanda are religiously observed by all and enforced with military discipline. Mr. Simata stated that inasmuch as the country needs to build more capacity for waste management systems and companies, cleanliness should start in people's minds, homes and business places.
I would further like to say that the campaign for keeping Lusaka clean is a very, very important campaign because it's what will lead to a healthier and cleaner environment where we can live in and work from. I would further like to say that keeping Lusaka clean is not just a responsibility for the council or its allied institutions like Lusaka Integrated Solid Waste Management Company and other private waste companies, but it's also the responsibility of all the citizens, marketeers, traders, and all institutions.
We break for a set of commercials, but before that, we have a current business rates.
The business rates are brought to you by Bongo Bongo,
Zambia's casino.
The thrill of fun, the joy of winning.
Bongo Bongo, Zambia's number one casino. Join now at www.bongobongo.co.za. 18 plus. Bet responsibly. Terms and conditions apply.
Current business rates on Kombon Radio.
My business rate. Mitengo. Zama order. Zamele chalandida. Ife. Pa Kombon Radio. Nizi.
50 kg Ondwe, 220. 50 kg Rumanda, 300. 50 kg Chinese, 100 kwacha. 50 kg Repu, 100 kwacha. 50 kg Chihuahua, 180. 50 kg Mupilu, 100 kwacha. 50 kg Impwa, 250. 50 kg Delele, 600. 50 kg Kalembula, 120. 50 kg Nshava za Freshi, 650. 25 kg Kandolo, 120. Bokosi ya tomato 300. Onyoni ya red ponchi 300. Onyoni ya white ponchi 250. Mkuku zaloni 130. Tray ya maegesi 85 kwacha. Meda impwa 35 kwacha. Meda delele 70 kwacha. Meda vidiza 140. Meda Usala 70 kwacha. Meda Green Beans 30 kwacha. Unji Unji Ondwe 10 kwacha. Unji Unji Lumanda 10 kwacha. Unji Unji Kalembula 10 kwacha. Unji Unji Vidungusa 15 kwacha. Unji Unji Vivimbi 15 kwacha.